Hey everybody, it's Pamela Roxanne, baddest in the land, and I am here with Goldie. And this interview is with Goldie from Flavor of Love. I know you guys remember the fun country chick that used to be on there with all the other girls trying to get the love of Flavor Flav. So if you are down to listen to how that happened and what she's up to now, then please stick around, because we have a bunch to talk about. But before we get into this interview, make sure that you guys go like and subscribe this video, like and subscribe to this video, and also go check out the playlists that are only available on iTunes, the Pamela Roxanne's playlist, and you can listen to them at endless joy on your own time. So make sure you guys go check that out, and let's get into this interview with Goldie. Hey everybody, it is Pamela Roxanne, and you are here listening on the Pamela Roxanne Show, and I have a wonderful, I'm shaking, it's a great guest today. It's Goldie from Flavor of Love. How you doing, girl?
Good, what's up, boo? How you doing?
I'm all right. Now, do you go by Goldie or Courtney nowadays? What should I call you?
I go by both. Like, I answer to everything, for real.
Wonderful.
Don't nobody say nothing crazy, like, you know what I'm saying, but I mean, I know, like, what it is, you know what I'm saying? People on the street, when they recognize me, you know, they just like, oh, what's up, Goldie, girl, what's up? But people that know me, you know what I'm saying, for back in the day, it's Courtney. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
I know, that's right. I met you as Goldie, so I'm going to stick with Goldie.
That's cool. That's
okay.
Cool, yeah.
So what have you been up to since then, since we saw you?
Girl, so much. Oh, my God. So, okay. I was in LA for like 5 years doing my thing, and then I moved to New York for a little bit, and I started, like, from there, I mean, I was still doing comedy or whatever, and then I started working with kids. So I was like, ooh, I kind of like this. Ooh, I like working with kids, like, I'm feeling this. So I went back to school, and I got another bachelor's in social work and a master's in social work. So I'm a therapist now.
Yes, ma'am, to the edumacation.
I know, like, girl, you know, people just come to Carolina, so, like, at the crib, everybody, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, you gotta go to school, you gotta go to school, like, you just raised up knowing you gotta go to school. So, you know, I mean, I went to school before I went to L.A., but, girl, I didn't know what that degree. So anyway, this was my, like, get back into something that, like, I was really passionate about and, you know, wanted to do.
Okay, now we're going to jump back, because I want to know, what made you want to be on television and be a star? Because you a star.
So, okay, so, yeah, thank you. So, this goes back to, like, when I was in college the first time around. And, you know, like, I just was one of them. I was not focused. And I was, like, I kind of really had, you know, two passions. I was, like, at that time, I was, like, I want to either be a doctor or I want to be an actress.
Okay.
And I was dead up, straight up serious, like, went to the advisor and was like, can I do both?
I know that's right.
Nah, you gotta pick. But anyway, I was straight, like, floundering in school, and I was like, man, like, I really want to go to L.A., you know what I'm saying? But at the time I was 18, you know, just really didn't have the guts to do it at that point. So years later, fast forward, I'm 25, working a regular job, and I was just like, man, I want to go to L.A. Like, I can do this. Like, I know I can do this. So, drove out there, girl, 39 hours in the car with my cousin, listening to T.I. And we got to, we went out, she took me out to L.A., and she flew back. And so, yeah, I was just like, my whole thing was, I just want to make it. You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, I didn't even know what that meant. I was like, I just want to make it. And so, back then, because I got in L.A. like in 2005.
Okay.
And so, around that time, it was just like, you know, I had no agent, of course. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to get on Craigslist every day. You know, because they had auditions on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was on there doing, you know, little stuff here and there. And I did a music video with this, guy from Houston, Texas, called Papa Roll. Like, I had to shout him out, because that was, like, my first, like, thing I ever did in L.A.
And what's his name?
Papa Roll. Girl, I ain't heard about Papa Roll since that video. You
know,
like, you know,
we might, he might be due for a comeback.
Hey, I hope that man made it. I hope that man did a little something. But anyway, so I met this, I met a girl on the video shoot, and you know, like I played a prostitute, she played a crackhead, and we just kind of linked, and she was just like, she called me and was telling me about the Flavor of Love audition. I was like, girl, bye. I saw that. I'm not doing that.
And when you watch Flavor of Love and Charm School and all those things, you really stood out amongst those girls. I think that's why you got the second role in Charm School. And they, I feel like you weren't one of the ones that were violent or argumentative or anything like that. So they had to brand you the puker.
Nah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I was myself, real talk like that.
Yes, she was.
Sometimes that was me with too much liquor in my system. But I mean, that was, you know what I'm saying? That was me. Because I'm like, you know, this is gonna be on TV. People gonna remember this forever. So it ain't no point in me getting on here trying to, you know what I'm saying, be somebody I'm not or whatever. Because, you know, I was there to have a good time. Obviously, you know, to get a check.
Yeah.
And to get, you know, get my foot in the door in entertainment. But I mean, I was, you know, I'm like, shoot, girl, we're staying in a mansion for free.
Yeah, I know that's
right. And so that's what it takes. Now, I'm curious, you were like the MVP, you know, to the whole industry. Like, reality TV was kind of just beating on his feet at that point. And now, I'm so blown away by how, like, you know, you got Housewives of Atlanta, you got, you know, the hip hop, and these people making bank. Like, they're making real money. And I'm like, ooh, I would need to get on a little something like that. Because, I mean, we got paid, but it was nothing compared to, like, what I know they make now on reality.
Right. And you said you drove from North Carolina to California?
Yes, ma'am.
That's 3 days, ain't it?
9 hours in the car. It is.
Oh, my.
It is, girl. And me and my cousin, why me and my cousin was acting like we had to get there, like, fast. Like, we didn't want to stop. Girl, I'm talking about, like, it would be like, okay, like, she would be driving, and she would be like, all right, I'm going to pull over, you drive. And I'd be like, nah, I'm sleepy, I can't. And she'd be like, okay, well, then we just have to stop and get over there. Like, you know, it's so crazy. Like, neither one of us was working. I have jobs. It's not like, you know, we had to be there. But it was such a long drive that we felt like we had to kind of get here. You know what I mean? Had I had that to do over again, I probably would have really, like, chilled and took my time and, like, you know, did the whole sightseeing thing. But, yeah.
Oh, so you just drove by empty, you ain't see nothing.
And I know Tennessee got mountains. That's all I can
say. Oh, Lord. We need to do over. Take two.
I know. Right. But it was still, still was like super fun. You know what I mean? Because how often do you get to spend that kind of time? So like one of the things, like on the ride, because it's like, I got a ton of stories, but on the ride there, we got pulled in Mississippi by a police officer, honey. My cousin was drunk, but my cousin, that girl, she got dreads. Girl, she do not play no games with nobody. So we got pulled, and like as soon as we get pulled, like she goes, whoa, why you pulling me? Why did you stop me? And I was looking at her like, girl, what are you doing? I don't have no game. I definitely don't want to go to jail. That was a crazy trip.
I know, that's right. Y'all can't go out like Miss Cleo on Set It Off.
Definitely.
You can't do that. Now, the girl that you said that was telling you about the Flavor Love audition, was she? Did she make it onto the show?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. Not at all.
Was that?
Because she didn't know how to. She didn't know how to answer questions. You know what I'm saying? They asked us, "Could you see yourself falling in love with him?" And she goes, "No." And I just looked at her like, "Dang, you ain't gonna make it."
Oh, that's right. That's the whole, we walked here for that.
I mean, that was the whole point in coming.
Yeah.
They want you, you know, they wanted you to sell it. They wanted you to, so like, you know, you want to get on the show and you're going to go hard. Whether you mean it from your heart or not is a whole other thing.
Now, do you keep in touch with any of those girls from the show?
Well, I did. I did for a long time. Yeah, when I was in LA, I used to bump into them all the time. And it's funny, I just saw Butch from season 2. I saw her maybe 2 years ago at a church service. And I was like, girl, what you doing?
Yeah.
You was about to worship the Lord. Girl, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's just a real talk in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
Her situation was crazy. And girl, I was like, don't you let him turn you down, girl. You know, so I go into my loan. I'm like, girl, don't let him turn you down, girl. You gonna be all
right. I know that's right.
Yeah.
No, you didn't have any beef or anything with any other girls that were on the show, correct?
I didn't.
Right.
No, honey, I'm easy breezy. Like, I don't believe in drama. When people over nothing, because you know what I'm saying? Like, what were you arguing over? Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it's just in general. That's just how I am anyway. I don't have no problem, you know what I'm saying? Unless you come for me, and then I'm going to come back for you, so, you know what I mean? But, nah, no ma'am.
And what was the tea on Flavor behind the scenes? Like, how was he acting?
I thought you would never ask. Flavor was so cool. Like, he was so cool. Like, one of the coolest people I've ever met. Just, you know, real respectful. So it's like, he won't take it nothing from nobody. The girls was on there giving it to him. That was them. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And, but what was crazy is his baby mama was there, and we didn't know who she was. Girl, we thought she was like one of the cast members that was just kind of walking around the house. Cause there was a girl that like braided his hair, and we knew her, you know what I mean? But we was just like, oh, I guess that's a homegirl. But girl, come to find out, that was his baby mom. I was like, oh my god, that's so bad. Like, I probably couldn't have like did none of that had I known. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was really cool, you know. And you just kind of knew that you had to, you know, you had to flirt, you had to, you know, you had to act like you was in it, because if you didn't, you was going home.
Right.
You know.
Right. And New York took it to the heart.
Girl, oh my God, yeah. She did. She had me confused with her eyes.
Girl, that's them spinoff shows that she was after.
Honey, I'm gonna tell you, that's that isolation. Like, you know how like people get crazy when they be isolated. So because we couldn't leave, like we couldn't leave the house.
Oh wow.
We didn't go anywhere. We didn't go anywhere. First of all, we didn't know really where we were. And so it was a very isolated situation. Like, you couldn't talk on the phone. You know, we couldn't watch television, they had no TVs in the house, no radio. So it was really all about being there and interacting with everybody else. So, girl, I guess that got to New York.
I bet it did. It's getting to me just hearing about it. I'm about to start swinging.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I just think, like the way our show was set up, you know, it's totally different, I think, than how, you know, the shows now, a lot of the popular reality shows now are, because they, you know, I guess they kind of come and go how they want to, whatever. They just show up to tape. But, yeah, it was definitely all, like, super fun experience.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to take a short little break right now, and we're going to let the viewers listen to my Pamela Roxanne playlist out there on iTunes only. You can go download them. Yes, ma'am. You can go out there and download them right now. Take them and listen to it while you're taking kids to work, while you're cleaning up your house, on your way to work, you know, all that stuff. Go ahead and jam with me, and I'll be right back with more of Courtney Goldie Jackson. Guys, it's Pamela Roxanne, and I am so fucking sorry. The rest of this interview got deleted on my computer by mistake before I got to upload it, but it's okay because I will be in contact with Goldie to come back to the show, and everything will be okay, vice versa. So thank you for tuning in today. Make sure you follow and subscribe. We got some good shit already, though. That conversation was lit. I got to find out some shit. I found out shit y'all don't know because that interview was gone. But we'll talk about that, and I'll make sure to fill you guys in on everything that we talked about next week on the Hot Topics episode. But once again, thank you for listening today. This has been Pamela Roxanne, produced by the Publicity Gun Network. And get into this song from the Pamela Roxanne playlist, available on iTunes. I keep telling y'all this. Thank you again. Bye-bye.